So the big question is this: how can you, as an entrepreneur, be able to get unstuck, to be able to know what to do, how to do it, and where to start, so that you can stop experiencing a lack of wealth, health, faith, and love, to get to point B, where you're experiencing the life you were meant to live as an entrepreneur, your greatest one life, creating more income, impact, and influence? That is the big question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Welcome to the One Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, hey, what is up, my One Entrepreneur family? So excited to be here. Austin Blanchfield here, coming at you live with another interview, having back-to-back interviews 2 days in a row. And I'm super excited for today's interview because I'm blessed to be able to have an incredible mindset coach on with us today. She's our One Entrepreneur of the Month, a little spotlight interview, because she has just been providing so much value within our groups, within our mastermind sessions, and really showing up and playing full out and helping others. And it's just been absolutely incredible. So I want to give an awesome, warm welcome to Colleen Hawk. Thank you so much, Colleen, for being on.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to talk to you, Austin. Awesome. Can't wait.
Awesome. Good. I'm excited too. This is going to be great. So we're just going to dive right in and just, I'll just ask some questions, but yeah, we'll just go with the flow and just have a good time, keep it engaging, have it fun. So as far as like starting off with just a little bit of a fun fact for you, what's something that, maybe not so many people know about you? What's an interesting fact about you?
Many people do not know that I grew up in an island about 5,000 miles west of California. So it's called the Marshall Islands, and I grew up on a tiny little island there. It's 3 miles long and a half mile wide, and it's called Kwajalein. And yeah, so that's where my childhood was spent.
Wow. So how long were you there before you, because you're currently in California?
California, yeah.
Yeah. The Bay Area. How long were you there until you moved to California?
I was there from age 5 until 16. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to El Paso, Texas, completely the opposite of an island, right? To the desert. And then my parents, my family moved back again. And I was going to college at that time. And so I would go back during Christmas time and during the summers and spend my wonderful time on this beautiful tropical island. I mean, it's incredible weather there, it's like the best vacation ever.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. That's great. Nice. That's really great. So like getting into your story, like I really want to dive deep into kind of what took you along this journey. I guess, and even go back to, your childhood and what you've experienced, like looking at your journey to be able to get to where you're at today and finding this calling of yours to be able to help others with their mindset, to be able to help them love themselves, again, be that confidence builder, which I know you talk about. Let's talk a little bit about your journey, like, because it all wasn't this calling, right? This recognized calling of being a mindset coach. So what were you previously doing before?
Oh my gosh. So ever since I went to college and studied electrical engineering, and it was electrical engineering is what my dad did or does. And I didn't know at the time what that meant. I knew I could do the math and I was just kind of curious, but as I got further and further into it, I felt more and more like I had to go up that corporate ladder. And so for most of my adult life, I was doing this corporate job and really kind of thinking with my head, but not really allowing myself to live from my heart. I think that that misalignment between the two really came out in many different ways. Like I just felt depressed, I felt anxious. And my entrepreneurial journey started probably about 5 years ago. And And I saw all these different ways to make money online, you know? So there's selling on Amazon, there's drop shipping, there's SEO, there's selling t-shirts, there's like a million different things, right? And as I approached each teacher and each class, it's like I tried on this different hat. Mm. And none of those hats fit. I really tried, you know? It's like, these are feeling really funny on my head. And so this year, especially during the pandemic time, you know, since I've been working from home and I was allowing myself to just really focus more on my inner self, you know, and I've always wanted to help women and girls feel good about themselves, you know, like I always wanted to help, you know, I see 7th and 8th graders, like I have two kids, a daughter and a son. And when my daughter was in school, I saw all these girls like going through puberty and just treating themselves terribly. And it broke my heart. And I was like, I need to help them. I need to help them. And I never really understood how to do that until now. And what I do now is I help women entrepreneurs who have massive self-doubt really start to believe them in themselves and gain more confidence so that they can authentically show up as their true selves and really live the life that they want to live. So that's really my focus now.
Gosh, that's huge. I love how, as you're talking about, like using that analogy of like, you were trying on all these different hats and they didn't fit right. And it's like, what's going on? Like, and you see that struggle, I feel like a lot, where it's like really pursuing that action without really diving deep. Like you said, look, like really going into your heart and living from your heart and like truly understanding like your identity through your heart and how you want to be able to show up and first and foremost, so that you can create that alignment. And so I think that that's really huge, you know, for everyone listening to this. It's like really drop in, like get out of your head, drop into your heart and really dig deep on understanding, okay, like this is who I am and this is how I truly want to be able to show up, and then have your actions be guided by that. So I think that that's really huge. So awesome of you to share that. Like, that's a huge,
And it's, you know, I think so many times, like we have this past programming, you know, it's like, I should do this. I need to do this. You know, I won't make any money if I try to do what my heart says, you know? So it's like all this past programming that just keeps on, you know, going through loops in our heads. And the thing is that none of that is true. It's just something that we thought and kept on thinking. So it's not like anybody else outside of us is stopping us. It's our own programming that's stopping us. So we are the only ones that are stopping ourselves from leading, or, you know, leaning into that new identity and that new person that we want to be.
Yes. So true. I love that. I really love that. So, and like looking at your journey and kind of putting on that initial hat of this, you said electrical engineer, right?
Oh God. And, yeah.
Yeah. And so like with that hat, and I feel like this really applies to, entrepreneurs, like just starting their journey and like kind of being in the space as well, because I've noticed this for myself where it's really easy to see other people, other influencers, other, you know, successful entrepreneurs in the space and want to do like almost copy what they're doing without really dropping into your heart first and understanding, okay, this is how I want to show up. How can I model what they do, but still be authentic to myself? So how can you, you know, relate to that in that experience, you know, with your past,
you know? So totally, like every single, like, course or teacher of a course, you know, it's like you get hit with all these different ideas and, oh, try this course, try that course. So everything I did, I was like, I think I could do that, you know, I'll try that. And it didn't work for me, you know, and then I tried something else. Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea mentally.
Yeah,
I wasn't on board in my heart, you know. And so okay, so there's this one book that I've been reading for the last 5 years. So it's called Think and Grow Rich, right? Very famous book, mm-hmm. Napoleon Hill. And it always started with the very first step that you need is to have a burning desire. And so I always got stuck at the first step because I'm like, I don't have a burning desire for any of these other options, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the other book two books really changed my life. Mm-hmm. The first is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic book. I think it allowed me to stop thinking in the term of the shoulds, you know, I should do this, I should do that. And the second book is Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And that teaching and Abraham Hicks has completely changed my life. It's all about the law of attraction. So it's just been amazing how I used to think and how I think now. And what I didn't realize is that whatever we're focusing on, like what we don't want or what we do want, we kind of put out this energy, you know, like what we're focusing on at the moment. And then the universe kind of brings it back to us. Like we are a magnet. So we're putting out these ideas of what we want or don't want. mm-hmm. And the universe kind of matches us and said, here you go. Here's the thing you wanted, or here you go. Here's the thing that you don't want. And so I had to learn that. I had to learn how to shift my own thinking so that I could focus more on, you know, the end goals that I wanted to achieve. And it's just keep on like, so I stopped, you know, watching the news. I stopped a whole bunch of other stuff. And I got really in tune with how I feel emotionally. And so now I know how to, you know, pick myself up when I'm feeling down. And I know how to start the day off, like just completely on fire. And it's just like, I've changed 100%. Like I did complete 180 from how I used to be.
That's incredible. So making that 180 and that complete shift, did you experience any sort of like a breaking point? Like to where it was like this moment that kind of stands out where it's like, I need to do something differently so that my life can, you know, so that I can take that 180. Was there anything that stands out to you?
Well, you know, I always used to look at stuff around me and I used to complain a lot, right? I don't like that. I don't like my manager. And I'll tell you a story. So, so I was at a job and I had a manager who was like, just kind of breathing down my neck, you know, like micromanaging, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, you know, you didn't do that right. You didn't do that right. And then I started reading this book, Asking It Is Given. And I was like, oh, I keep on complaining about this person. So, you know, that person kept on bringing it. And so then I learned, okay, in order to change this whole experience for myself, I have to feel and imagine what it would feel like to have the boss that I want. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the boss that I wanted at the time, but I learned how to meditate, and that was massive to meditate. And the second thing was visualization. Like, okay, I had to imagine what it would be like and imagine how it would feel like to have this boss that supported me and that was encouraging and that was like giving me the freedom to work the way I wanted to work. And I swear to God, it must have been like a week or 10 days later, there was a massive shift.
Wow.
And I no longer had that boss and I had a new boss. And I was like, oh, no way. And it was incredible because I was like, oh my God, what just happened, you know? And then I understood, wow, like that is accessing the power of the universe, you know. It's like beyond my control. I never could have done that had I physically tried to make all these changes in my job. It never would have worked, right? But as I thought them and got really clear on what I wanted and just kind of immersed myself into this picture of this new manager that I wanted, and I didn't even know his name or anything, it was just like this feeling, you know, then everything shifted. And it still kind of blows me away just thinking about that. So that is a huge teaching and tools that I want to also teach for other people, because it's not just through your action that you can accomplish things. A lot of times it's through your energy.
Yes. I love that. I love that. And that makes so much, I mean, really, like, and that's such a huge point that you drop, as far as the aspect of like getting really, really clear on mm-hmm. what you want, like having that clarity first and foremost. It's like, I always talk about, if you aren't clear on your destination, how are you going to know the path to get there? And so by you just getting really clear on the type of boss that you were wanting and wanting to experience, and being able to focus on that, and the way that you would feel, the way that you would even act towards this boss, it's like, you're literally manifesting that boss in the moment. Like, that's just so incredible. It's so, and that can apply. And I think it's so cool how that applies to, you know, it just being, you know, having a professional career just within the corporate world, even, you know, and not necessarily being a business owner or anything, but how, if somebody even isn't an entrepreneur, no matter what they want to be able to experience in their life, the more that they can get clear on that and have that clarity, they're going to be able to attract it, because that destination, it's like, it's almost like, you know, if you don't have that clear vision on that destination, you know, you can easily take the wrong path, because you don't know where to go. You don't know that end result. And so, I love how you mentioned that. And then also, the kind of that last aspect, gosh, drawn a blank. It'll probably come back to me. But yeah, just the main aspect of like being really, really clear is just so crucial. And so I love how you bring that into
I'm glad equation. You brought that up, because before I had no idea what I wanted. Like I spent years just thinking, what do I want? I don't know what I want. But even in saying that to myself, like, I don't know what I want, that kind of kept me stuck, because I was like, I don't know what I want. And so it's kind of like, you know, I spent this time in confusion. But if I had learned this earlier, if I had said to myself, I want to know what I want, I want to know what I want, then I think I could have gotten to that point of clarity faster. And so now I am crystal clear on what I want, you know, I'm getting laser focused on what I want and how I want to help others. And in doing that, and it really allows me to like just kind of feel even more empowered, because I'm not wishy-washy anymore. I'm not like, well, I could do that. You know, I could put on that hat or that one. No, it's like, this is the hat I wear and I'm owning this, right? I am this person, and there's nothing stopping me.
That's huge. I love that. Nice. That analogy of the hat is like perfect for this. That's that's great. So great. So like, as far as, you know, kind of along your journey, I know you're mentioning, you know, about 5 years ago was when you like kind of initially started the entrepreneur journey. Like, you're still involved in the corporate world during that time as well, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So what has kind of been the shift for you to be able to step into being an entrepreneur as compared to the corporate world, like staying in there?
You know what? I always felt like I have felt so much fear. I always felt like, fear of the unknown, right? Mm-hmm. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Fear that nobody would resonate with my message. Fear of not being able to help anybody. Fear of not making any money, you know, and not being able to support my family. And, you know, it's like fear, you know, and that was ruling my life. So I think what I had learned is that there's this book, I think it's called The Magic of Thinking Big. And David J. Schwartz is the writer of that. And he says, action conquers fear. And I was like, oh my God. You know, like, action conquers fear. So if you're allowed to think about it and sit on the sidelines, at least for me, I was like, okay, well, nothing's happening because I'm afraid to jump, right? But then if you like if you reach out to somebody and say, okay, I have this program. Do you want to, join, do you want to join me for this program, this workshop, this challenge, whatever it is. And then they're like, yeah, sure. And then it's like, oh no, I have to put this program together. But it's exciting though, because it starts that momentum.
Yep. Yep.
So it's just a matter of just doing it, mm-hmm. and putting yourself out there and, fine tuning it. You can always pivot later, right? It's not like you go in one direction and you have to go there that direction for the rest of your life. It's just being in that control though. That's the important part.
That's huge. That's huge. And I love how you're saying, just really take that jump, despite, fears are going to show up, and having the ability to be able to take that jump despite the fear is so crucial. And so that's what's going to be able to help overcome. I always love talking about uncomfortable goals. If you're about to do something, and you feel your heart beating like crazy, that's a good indicator. Your heart is a good indicator of whether or not something is uncomfortable and you're about to experience breakthrough. And I always love looking at that aspect, to where it's something big is about to happen. It's a matter of you being able to fully just jump, acknowledge that it's there. It's okay that it's there. And even though it's there, you can still take that jump. So I love how you mentioned that.
Yeah. And the other thing is, if I look at my end goal, I really want to help people. I honestly do. And I 100% believe in everyone's ability to live their dreams. Yeah. I just believe it. Maybe even more than they themselves believe it,
Yeah.
But I honestly get so much joy out of helping them, believe in themselves, Mm-hmm. And I wish I had somebody that could help me back when I felt stuck, But, I just, the more that I give, the happier I am. And it's just, and it also allows me to focus on them and not on me. Okay, if I feel fear, well, I'm not being able to help them, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And that's another huge, huge point, huge drop that you just, a huge value that you just dropped here in this aspect of it sounds like your why and the way that you're showing up is all for others. And I've always noticed that the greater, the most successful people out there are focused, they focused inwardly in themselves as far as the aspect of being able to grow. But their intention is always to be able to love and serve others and to be able to show up for them. Because if they don't dig deep, and like you said, living from your heart and how you're meant to show up, there's a lot of people out there that need to hear you and experience you and witness you and the value that you can be able to provide them to transform their life. There's a lot of people needing that out there. And if you don't show up the way that you are meant to, from your heart, being your authentic self, then there's a lot of people out there that are missing you and what you have to offer. So that's really, really huge. I love how you say that. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh yeah, sure. And the other thing I wanted to say was, I think what I really realized was that before I am able to help others, I really have to give to myself first, which means, meditation, alignment, exercise. I really have to make myself the most powerful person that I can be, and then I can give to others. It's just like the oxygen mask analogy, on the plane, right? If the oxygen masks come down, you first put it on yourself, and then you can help others. But if you put it on everybody else first, then you're going to be
yeah, exactly. And that's something that through my journey, I've really, really noticed with experiencing ulcerative colitis and a lot of health issues. I was really focused a lot on giving my all to be able to love and serve others. And I put myself and my health on the back burner. And it ultimately just kept this just recurring cycle of suffering and suffering and suffering and not being able to show up the way that I was designed to actually help. So it turns out like I was sabotaging my own ability to be able to help others, even though I was putting others first, right? But I wasn't able to show up the way that I was designed to really help them, because in the end, I just kept suffering and couldn't help them to the greatest ability that I could.
Yeah.
And that's something like really looking at a shift. And as we talk like about mindset, that really occurred for me during those moments in my life, it was, I noticed a specific thought coming into my mind where it's like, why is this happening to me? I kept this victim's mentality and mindset kept replaying in my mind. And once I noticed that, I slowed my life down to start to be aware, like self-aware of my thoughts and how I was currently showing up in the present. It was like, I noticed that thought and I just simply reframed it to, why is this happening for me? So just a 2 to a 4, like why is, instead of why is this happening to me, why is this happening for me? And that simple shift changed my outlook on everything. And so like mindset, I mean, just having those little shifts. And so kind of like, let's dig into that aspect. As far as, I know there's times where, you know, you're mentioning, not being in alignment, you were depressed, you were down and out. Can we talk a little bit about like the thoughts that were coming into your mind and how you're able to be able to shift those? Because I know that's a crucial part.
This is so aspect. Important. So it all has to do with who is controlling your life. So a lot of times we will think back to the past and think somebody somewhere who influenced me. It could have been a parent, it could have been a teacher, it could have been church, it could have been, media, whatever it is. Somebody somewhere told me that I needed to do such and such, you know? And it's like I got the ball back then, and I took that ball that had should do this, and I ran with it, you know, even though I didn't like it. So why did that happen? Well, I felt like I didn't have any choices, you know. I felt like it sounds ridiculous, but there was, you know, I had a good job and there's only one way to make this much money, or, you know, and so I had to keep on doing it because what if I failed, you know? And so I was stuck in that type of thinking all the time. And I realized very recently that I had carried around like huge resentment because I had picked up that ball so long ago. And so what I ended up doing was I forgave myself. I'm like, it's okay. I forgive myself and I forgave the other person. And what I did with that was, I pictured this old, like, you should do this, message as a dried up flower. So, and there was a petal that was just dried up, you know, on that flower. And then I pictured this wind taking that petal and just like tearing it up and just dispersing it into, you know, millions of pieces, and it just disappeared. And just like that, I felt free because I had released it. It's just a thought that was blocking me. It was a limiting belief, right? I ended up releasing it. And then I realized I own my life. Nobody else owns my life. And nobody else knows what's best for me. And that was a massive, massive shift.
Yeah, that's huge. And I love that aspect too. It's like, not just focusing on like bringing, you know, like positive affirmations or declarations, but being able to release the negative first and foremost, like to really release, create that space to then be able to bring in, like you're saying, like I'm in control of my thoughts. I have this. So, I think that's a really huge, huge key in that lesson, that part of the journey. Like that's a huge shift. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like a rock in your shoe. Like you've been walking with this rock in your shoe. Another analogy. You've been walking with this rock in your shoe, and then you can put on, you can think, oh, I feel good. I feel happy. I mean, I do believe in affirmations, but sometimes you just got to get that rock out of your shoe. You know, you just got to get it out. And once you do, then you're like, oh, I feel so much relief.
Yeah.
I feel so much better. And now I can focus on the things that I enjoy that help build me up and that just let me, you know, reach my full potential in this life.
That's huge. Nice. That is huge. Oh my gosh. That's awesome. So kind of as we start to wrap things up here a little bit, one of the main questions that I have for you would be, you know, just kind of looking through your journey. What would be like just taking all of the knowledge, just like the time machine question, where it's like you have all the knowledge, the wisdom, and the value, everything that you have currently now, and it put you in a time machine, you go back in time to when you first started your journey 5 years ago with relative to being, you know, an entrepreneur, like being involved in the entrepreneur space. It's like, what would you add or do differently to be able to help you fully step into being an entrepreneur and experiencing the results that you want to be able to achieve?
You know, that's a really interesting question, because during this time, I was learning, you know, so much about the law of attraction and how our thoughts affect everything that comes to us. And so I think I needed to understand that. And because that's my biggest passion, you know, helping people and then explaining how the world works. It's almost like the rules of the game of life, you know, like nobody explained that to us. Yeah. Nobody explained that to us, right? They never had it in school. But I feel like I had to go through that moment, those moments of confusion, and then understanding, you know, that massive clarity. So of course, if I could go back, not just 5 years ago, but, you know, back to when I was getting out of high school, I wish I would have read the books or whatever, just kind of understand that there's more to this world than what meets the eye. You know, it's like sometimes the invisible things matter so much, right?
Yes.
Like you think about electricity, right? You can't really see electricity, but you know it's there, right? Yeah. And so I've heard this saying, you know, we are all spiritual beings having a physical experience. And I totally believe that. I totally believe that. And I feel like there those two parts of us, the physical part and then the spiritual part, you know, melding those together and just brings us in, and then allowing ourselves to be happy.
Yeah.
Which I never knew that was a, you know, a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like allowing ourselves to be happy. It's like follow your bliss, Joseph Campbell, right?
Mm.
Follow your bliss. That. And then follow it's all bliss. Coming in, you know, it's all coming to your greatest good, your greatest life. Follow your bliss.
Yes.
Instead of listening to others, you say, nah, you can't make any money at that. Well, that's not true. They don't know.
They don't know. Yes. Okay. I love that. Yeah. Follow your bliss. That's going to be the title of our, yes. I love that.
Follow true, your bliss. Right?
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, it's completely. And like talking about the aspect of, you know, being able to follow your bliss and looking at whatever, you know, haters, the naysayers, obstacles that show up in your path, like you're saying, just still, you know, be able to acknowledge those fears, like you're mentioning, and take the jump, still follow your bliss, because on the other side, there's going to be so much great fulfillment in that aspect. And so,
yeah, and one more thing.
Yeah. One share more. It.
So, okay. You mentioned haters, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be things around you that happen to you, right? You know, the things are going to come into your experience. You cannot control exactly what they say or do to you, but you can control your reaction, right? That's the only thing we can control. And so that's what I learned. I learned, stop trying to control everything around me and just focus on me. And if I can have a reaction that says, oh, it looks like you had a bad day, buddy, you know? That's a way to just dismiss it so easily, right? It doesn't bother you. A lot of times things happen and we're like, we just carry it around with us all day, all week, all year, you know, 10 years. Something happened bad when I was little. You know, you can change your reaction to it. You can let it go now, today, right now, right this minute. You can let it go. You can choose to let it go by thinking a different thought.
Awesome. Nice. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for being on. This has been awesome. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you specifically, what's going to be the best way to be able to get, you know, whether it's resources from you, get just like in your space to be able to help them with their mindset and these shifts that are so, important to transform in their journey. So what's the best way?
Yes, you can go to ColleenHawk.com and you can get all my contact info there.
Perfect.
I have some free resources for you.
Awesome. Great. ColleenHawk.com. So yeah, I'll put that, you all heard her, go there, ColleenHawk.com. I'll put that within the notes here and within this, you know, the description of our live video here. So if you ever, you know, really understanding that, you know, mindset is the foundation first and foremost to be able to really control the outcome of your life, right? Like being able to really be in that self-control of, you know, how you're able to make the shifts, how you're able to make the changes. It all starts with that foundation of mindset. So if you're an entrepreneur that is, you know, stuck, you've tried multiple things, multiple programs, multiple courses, products, you name it, but you aren't getting the results that you want, really dig deep, diving into mindset first and foremost. And Colleen, of course, you can be able to help them achieve that much quicker by being there for them instead of them doing it on their own. So I highly suggest.
Yes, you can do it. I believe in you. You yes. can do it.
Heck yes. Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you all for tuning in. And this has been an awesome interview session with our one entrepreneur of the month. Thank you so much, Colleen. This has been great. And
Austin, you are the best. I got to tell you, I just love your energy. And just thank you for helping everybody and sharing your beautiful heart with everybody. I feel it. I feel it. Even though we are, you know, on a Zoom session, I feel your energy.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I've much mutual here. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. So thank you. Yeah. So awesome. Thank you so much again, Colleen. And thank you everyone for tuning in and watching the replay as well. We'll catch you within the group. Be sure to reach out. Like you can even reach out to us on Facebook. Like we're here to be able to love and serve and help you through your journey, no matter what. So, you know, Colleen, myself, just reach out. If you're wanting to really be able to have those mindset shifts, reach out to Colleen. She's here for you. All right. So thanks again, Colleen. And we'll see you all on the next episode. All right.
Thank you.
You are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning into the One Entrepreneur podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you do not miss a beat. Every single week, providing value through live interviews with One Entrepreneurs. So see you next time. Love you. My name's Austin Blanchfield. Tune in out.